This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carly's got herself in a little bit of a predicament for our DM dilemma. She's trying to play matchmaker between her cousin and her good friend. Her good friend's all in, but it turns out the cousin doesn't want anything to do with it. Now she doesn't want to hurt her best friend's feelings.
Okay. Looks like we have somebody who was in a similar situation. Denise from the 310 says, this happened to me, and what I was told was that the friend didn't want to be in a relationship with someone that they were related to because it could be awkward. So maybe she, Carly, tells her friend, hey, my cousin doesn't want to jeopardize the friendship that we have if something goes bad with the relationship.
Isn't that crazy? We're looking for all these excuses. The best way to put it, because we don't want to just be honest with her.
Yeah, you say excuses. We're looking for the best lie,
right,
is how this is coming out.
The 909 says, tell her the truth with a little twist. Instead of saying he's not interested in her, say he's not interested in starting a new relationship at this time. Maybe he's coming off a bad breakup or something. Just to sugarcoat it a little bit.
How many ways can we say lie without saying that it's a lie? Andrea in Eastville, do you have some advice?
Actually, my 11-year-old came up with this one.
Oh, let's hear it.
Driving to school. She said to tell a friend, not out of the closet yet, so if she checks social media, it shows that he's still straight.
Your 11-year-old came up with that.
Yes. Parents follow him on social media. That's why he's not out.
Okay.
Yeah. That's 2 years older than your son.
I know. 714 says, honesty is always the best policy, but be gentle about it. Maybe just keep it short. Say he's flattered, but not ready for the commitment.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. 949, tell her I didn't know he was seeing someone. Everybody is of the opinion we just, you know, do a little bit of a white lie to not hurt her feelings as much.
So have we boiled down our DM dilemma to finding the best lie? Is that what it came up to? We have one person who texted and said, be honest.
We're obviously a great influence on the IE.
Or we're just terrible friends.